Hello, everyone. Thank you guys for tuning in to Shakita Lee Media. We are at episode 133, and I will be sharing 5 ways to stand out on social media. Thank you guys for tuning in. We are back. Episode 133. This is Shakita with Shakita Lee Media, and here's 5 ways to stand out on social media. Everybody is on social media. Whether you're a business owner or you're just up there for fun, everybody is up there. So this will go to the business owners or the aspiring business owners looking to make a presence on social media and stand out. Be the best, the first, and different when it comes to social media. There may be multiple people in the lane of whatever business that you are in, but you need to be the best at what you're doing. The first, and you definitely need to be different at what you're doing, okay? Because everyone will gravitate to who they are comfortable with, or they seem to have like a sort of great feeling about, okay? Make sure that you are consistent with the information that you're sharing on your profile, on your social media platform. You got to make sure that you're consistent. I see a lot of times that people say that they're taking social media breaks. That's fine, but are you having any of your content still going onto these platforms? Because just like they've been following you, if they don't see any content coming from your profile, from your platform, they will start following someone else. And by the time you get back up there, they maybe have forgotten about you. So, word of advice, if you're going to take any type of social media break, don't announce it, okay? Next, make sure that you are inspired to do what you're doing, that you have a passion to do what you're doing, that you enjoy doing what you're doing, and it should convey that when you're on the social media platform, right? So you have to make sure that it stands out in that way that you are inspired, happy, and you're sharing that on those platforms. And yes, it could be in the words that you're putting out there and even the pictures that you're sharing, okay? Next is collaboration. Collaboration is so key to help you. When you collaborate with someone, you are being introduced to their audience and their audience is being introduced to you, and vice versa. So you want to make sure that whatever it is that you're doing, that you collaborate with someone where you guys can grow as a team on this collaboration effort. You're opening up doors that you may have not been able to get through or may not have even thought about going through, because this is another lane that would be new and unexpected for you. So collaborate with some people, and that would mean networking. That would mean getting to know people on a personal level or a different level and learning more about them. But collaboration is key. And finally, getting some focus on what you're doing. This order that I've given it to you in is probably backwards. But you should definitely have a focus, because once you have the focus, then you already know where you're going, what you're doing, and how you want it to be. And I see that a lot for people that come to workshops or people that are in my groups or people that I'm coaching. They don't have the focus, and they've gotten onto certain platforms because they were told that's where they need to be, but they don't have a great understanding for that platform. So their focus is all over the place because they're trying to figure out what they're doing. So you want to make sure that your focus is head on, and possibly before you get on that platform, have your focus and your goals and your plans set before you decide to get on that platform. I can't stress that enough. So those are the 5 ways. I hope they were helpful to you guys. Be sure to call in. Let me know what you think about it. And let me know if any of those were able to help you. And I'll talk to you soon.